Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Hallelujah, saints. It is a good day to give thanks unto the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, fear not, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. Today's series is a continuation of what we spoke about last week, the taking out of God's people. Now, just to recap, we spoke about God's judgment or destruction of a system, a place, or a people, and he always does this via a separation or a taking out. We spoke about Lot and we spoke about Noah. God sent his holy angels, in the case of Lot, to take him out of Sodom and Gomorrah before he destroyed that place. In the case of Noah, God instructed Noah to build an ark. And in this ark, Noah was separated from the immoral people, the ungodly people of his time, and Noah was saved. Today's teaching, we continue in talking about God's taking out of his people. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, the destruction has started to take place, and God instructed, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. It is very important to note here that God always takes care of his own. Whenever he's about to destroy, judge a people, a system, a place, he always takes care of his own. In this case, in Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, he instructed the angels of the living God to seal the servants in their foreheads. That is why it is important for us to fear not, because God has sealed his servants in their foreheads. A physical isolation is currently in place as we face this crisis. In this case, it's the COVID-19. This is just one of many crises to come. If we recall in the book of Exodus, when God was about to deliver his people from Pharaoh, he instituted a set of plagues. One of these plagues spoke about in Exodus 10 verse 23 was the plague of darkness. Darkness fell upon the land of Egypt for a good 3 days. Darkness, complete darkness. But he said in verse 23, that there was light in Israel. Now, God had separated his people in the land of Goshen. There was light in the land of Goshen, but there was no light in all of Egypt. There was pure darkness in Egypt. The plagues in the book of Exodus note keenly that these plagues were back to back. And I say this because you see the COVID-19 going all over this world. It has just begun. The plagues in Exodus, they were back to back. Note that they were back to back because God is doing something. What I've observed from all of this, watching the news and listening to other persons commenting, the God factor is not in it, none at all. None at all. The saints, yes, the saints are praying, and that is very important. But I've noticed that even in reading the comments and the reviews, persons are talking about medicine, and they're talking about what Trump says, or they're talking about what the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, says, and you know, they're talking about everything. They're talking about plants for medicine, and I'm not hearing the God factor. I'm not hearing people saying, you know, God has instructed us to turn away from our wickedness and heal our land. He says this in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. He says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God has promised to heal the land if people will turn from their wicked ways and turn to God, look to God for the healing of the COVID virus. Look to God. Look to God. Look to God. Numbers chapter 16. We're still on the taking out of God's people. We're still on separation or lockdown. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 21, God instructed Moses and Aaron to separate themselves from among the congregation so that he may consume them in a moment. Now let me give you some background on what was taking place. The children of Israel came out of Egypt. God helped them. They crossed the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army died in that Red Sea. So all along, they were seeing the goodness of God and the favor that God had on their lives. Yet still, the people murmured. So they reached in the wilderness and they murmured. They spoke about leaving the land of Egypt that had milk and honey to come here. Moses brought them here in the wilderness to lord over them. One such person, Korah, was his name. Korah. He instigated a plan to rebel against Moses and Aaron. So he got with himself 250 princes and came up against Moses and Aaron. And this was why God instructed them, which is Moses and Aaron, to separate themselves from among the congregation so that he may destroy them. As usual, Moses would ask God for mercy. He would come begging. Moses is the man that spoke to God face to face. So as usual, Moses would come begging God to have mercy on the people. And so, of course, God heard the voice of Moses and had mercy on the congregation. Now what he did was to destroy Korah and his family. So Moses went to the congregation and he told them, herein now is the separation before God. Judges destroys a people, a place. Right? Here is the separation. Now Moses went to the congregation and the priests and all of them and told them, look, separate yourselves from Korah and his family because God is about to destroy them. And the people quickly did this. You see this taking place in Numbers chapter 16, starting from verse 26 to 27 and then 31 to 33, where they were destroyed. The earth actually opened up and took Korah and his family down to the pit. The Bible describes it as a pit. Let me read it exactly here, what it says in verse 30. He said, the Lord make a new thing. The earth open her mouth and swallow them up. So you see here, virgin, where God told the people to separate themselves because destruction is coming. This isolation is not such a bad thing after all, because while this is a physical isolation, meaning we should stay away from people, we should not be congregating because the virus can spread. So this is a physical isolation, but God is calling his people to isolate, to separate themselves from wickedness. He said, come out from among them, be separate. Separate yourselves. So God is calling his people to a life of separation. So COVID-19 caused physical separation or physical isolation, and God is calling his people to separate themselves from evil, from wickedness. So these persons were destroyed. No, it did not end there. No, Israel themselves rebelled against Moses and Aaron because they were saying, look, you have killed the people of the Lord. And therefore they now decide that they are going to rebel. The entire Israel now decide that they will be rebelling against Moses and Aaron. Now God said, look, this is in Numbers 16 verse 45. God says, look, get you up from among this congregation that I may consume them as in a moment. And as usual, Moses fell upon his face to beg God not to destroy them. What a good God, eh? What a good God. God always looks after his own people. Always. In the book of Revelation, verse 9, remember I said earlier that the plagues in the book of Exodus, they were back to back. In the book of Revelation, it spoke about the trumpet being sounded. When the trumpet of the Lord sounded, it says that the first woe was past, and there are two more woes to come. Brethren, we are seeing here that these plagues are back to back, meaning it's a short space of time in between one coming and the other. And this is spoken of in Revelation chapter 9 verse 12. It says, one woe is past, and behold, there came two woes more hereafter. Now, in Revelation 7 that I had spoken about earlier, the servants of the Most High God were sealed in their foreheads. Glory to God. Because now that we are seeing the plagues on the land, and remember, I'm telling you now, listen keenly, these plagues will be back to back. But glory to God, the servants of our God are sealed in their foreheads. We are sealed. If we are called by God, if we are God's, so the sheep hear his voice and know him. So if we are God, then we are sealed in our foreheads. In Revelation 9 verse 4-6 it says, only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads will be tormented for 5 months. There's specific time wherein that plague would run for 5 months. And only those who are not sealed, they don't have the seal of God in their foreheads, will be tormented. In verse 20, same Revelation 9, verse 20, it says that the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues. So remember, there will be plagues, and these plagues will be back to back, meaning there will be a short space of time in between them. Whether the space of time is 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, it will be a short space of time, back to back plagues. Now in verse 20 of Revelation 9, it says that the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither they repented of their murmurings, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their sex. So we are seeing here that even though the plagues came and a lot of persons would have been destroyed, there were persons left same way who refused to repent. We are given spiritual eyes to perceive these times that we are living in. Let us not be in denial about what is taking place. What happened in Revelation 9 from verse 13, where the sixth trumpet sounded, there was release, plagues on the land. It says in verse 15 that four angels were loosed. And listen to me now. Things are happening in the spiritual realm. And without spiritual eyes to perceive these things, we will not understand what is taking place. Now these angels that were released, they were released for a specific period of time. It says for 1 year, 1 month, 1 day, and 1 hour. And they were released on the earth to do destructions and plagues. So when you see these things happening, pray to God to open the spiritual eyes to perceive the times. In Mark 4, verse 11 to 12, it talks about seeing and perceiving, hearing and understanding. If you have an ear, please hear and understand. If you have eyes to see, look and see and perceive, because the plagues are upon the land. But this is a call to repentance. Repent. We see all these things happening, and in Revelation 9 verse 20 it says men still decided that they will not repent of the works of their hands. They still worship devils. If you are there, it's a call to repentance. It is a call to repentance, brothers and sisters. God still takes care of his people. God still uses his method of separation or taking out. He still uses his method. Amen.